Blog Talk Radio.
Fernando on the Fernando Fernandez Show. It's 10 o'clock, 10:01 actually. I'm a minute late. I do apologize once again, but I'm here. That's all that counts. I am here in the middle of nowhere. Tonight's show. Oh my goodness, we're going to be talking about some stuff. You know, news and opinions, and you know, opinions matter. So we're going to be talking about that. Also, we're going to be, what is today? Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's the anniversary, 40th anniversary of our landing on the moon. Yep. There's a landing on the moon. Although there's a lot of, you know, conspiracies out there and trying to say that, you know, that Apollo 11 did not land on the moon. Well, that's just... Not really. I'm watching a video right now where actually Buzz Aldrin punched the guy right in the face. Oh, boom! The guy. Oh my goodness, he probably deserved that. So I don't know. Well, we'll talk about that. Yeah. I can't believe he did that. But anyway, so that's what I want to cover right now, okay? Well, today is the 40th anniversary of Apollo 11's successful landing on the moon. Yet there are still those, like I said, who would claim that the entire landing was actually, fake or a hoax. In 1999, a Gallup reported that 6% of Americans did not believe U.S. astronauts ever landed on the moon, with another 5% somehow still unsure. One of the most common sense responses to this series was spoken by Apollo 16 astronaut, a guy named Charlie Duke. And according to the Space Review, simply said, if we faked going to the moon, why did we fake it 9 times? Yeah. Newsweek recently wrote about this conspiracy theory, highlighting the work of a website called the Clavius.org, which for 10 years has been dedicated to debunking claims of a moon landing hoax and proving that there is no giant leap for mankind. And of a logic behind it to supporting arguments, this whole episode serves as a reminder of our constant efforts, and the factcheck.org to debunk claims that President Obama was not born in the United States. One theory we don't anticipate ever having to shoot down, however, involves the questions Apollo 11, that's from Buzz Aldrin, you know, call him Buzz. And once was asked by British comedian Sacha Baron Cohen, you know, the guy to do it in Bruno, or Borat, whether he thought man would ever walk in the sun. Aldrin said no, even if it was winter. I want to ask you guys, I want you guys to call in here. I mean, get your theories in here. I don't care what you believe. I don't know if you believe that we ever landed on the moon, you know, or not. But if you can back it up, I mean, you know, I promise you're not going to get punched in the face. But give me a call, 347-884-8125. And it looks like... My thing is, this it stopped working. So hopefully this thing is. So here I am talking about moons and stuff, and my browser just closed on me. I don't know if it's still streaming. Oh, it is. But that's what I want to do. If you guys want to call 347-884-8125, I have lined open in a couple minutes here, and let's talk about that. Also, what I want to talk about is the your faith. I'm calling on all Christians. All Christians are listening tonight, you know, or out there in the chat room. You know, call us 347-884-8125. We're going to be talking about a fundamental belief and your faith, and see if you believe the Bible, 100% what it's contained, okay? And, you know, it's not going to be a debate. Nothing is going to, you know, to be harmful or, believe me, just call in and we'll talk about it. We're going to have Jason, actually. Jason's calling in later on today. It's a man of faith. Jason's actually one of the guys that I met on the Snapvines, one of the social network, you know, blog thing is out there. You can go to snapvine.com and find us. Find us over there on Snapvine. So, and later on today we're going to be doing sports recap. Also, I know it's kind of late for you guys, but it's 10 o'clock is the only one I can come up with, so I do apologize. But Wednesday, you know, it's going to go back to the normal time, 9 o'clock, I promise. We're going to do the sport recaps and the opinion sections. So I'm asking you to get your PJ on, so it's because it's ready for bed. You know, it's going to be bedtime. And call us or hang out in the chat room. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/TheFernandoPoniente Show. Well, actually, we have welcome Winston Pitts, or Pinston, I call him, and Matt from the Wisconsin Dells. Matt, welcome, type in something, say something, whatever. But anyway, what I'm going to do right now is actually take a little break, and, you know, we'll come back to the phone line, we'll open up the phone line, and if, you know, just a little short break, and we'll go from there, okay? And I'm going to play something that I've always listened to call Who I Am. Who Am I? I'm sorry. Who Am I by Casting Crowns. So listen to this real quick for a couple of minutes, and I'll be right back and pick you guys up. You are listening to theblogtalkradio.com.
That the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling, and you told me who I am. I am yours. I am yours. Who am I that the eyes that see my sins would look on me?
Back again. This is Fernando. Welcome to the show on the Fernando Poniente show. It's 9:15. No, it's not. It's 10:15 right now. Oh my goodness. I know it's Monday, July 20th, 2009. So and today it's the 40th anniversary of the landing on the moon, Apollo 11. That's right. Take that, conspiracy theorists. I'll punch you in the face. Just kidding. But anyway, let's open the phone line. Once again, you can call them 347-884-8125. We're going to be discussing the moon and the conspiracy theorists. Also, we're going to be talking about the raising, Christian evolutionists and Christian creationists. What's the difference? I don't know. Big difference. Let's open up the phone line. We have 9957 on the other end. Who is this?
Hi, I'm Bruno.
You're Bruno. Hi.
It's Winston. I am Bruno.
What's up? It's Bruno. He's an annoying guy, especially
there. You're talking about Bruno, and I got a good impression of him. Hi, I'm Bruno.
It's funny.
But
what's your take on that, man? The landing on the moon, fake?
Well,
or not?
It's not fake, and if you say it is, that's just demeaning to the United States of America. Let me put it to you that. Because if by you saying that it is not true, that means that we have never put another human being on the face of the moon. You should be proud of that, because no other country has even remotely think about it. It is too hard for their brains to comprehend for them to do that, and we should be proud of that. And, you know, that's the only thing, probably, you know, but I'm just saying, man.
I hate to break it with you, but there's actually people out there that want America to fail. They want America to be the second best or the third best or the failure, you know, and a lot of things. And it's just how these people are. I mean, it's only not even a handful. There's only a handful of people of them. It's just like, again, I read earlier, it was only 6% of the Americans back then. I wasn't even born back then when they landed on the moon.
Yeah,
you know?
It's sad.
Yeah, so it's sad. So still people out there trying to push that, just like the 9/11 conspiracists, you know,
yeah.
Theorists.
Yeah, you just, know.
We can't stop. But it just, you know, I like talking about them, you know, just
yeah, I'll do.
Why
I
do they think that way?
Yeah, they, national treasures, oh goodness, yes. Like that, you know, conspiracy theories, you know. National Treasure 2, that gets me into the movie. Something like that, that just, I love them kind
right.
of.
But I've seen both of them, though.
Yeah,
I
love both of them.
Yeah.
The other movie I haven't seen yet that has them kind of settings.
Right. Well, did you see a video about the Buzz Aldrin, I think, punching the guy in the face?
Oh, goodness, no.
I don't know if it happened recently or... I think that one of the conspiracies, I think he just, you know, the reporter is trying to be a conspiracy theorist. It's like asking them, you know, questions, is kind of offended, you know,
yeah.
Buzz Aldrin. Buzz Aldrin is kind of, you know, he's pretty old, you know.
Yeah.
And it punched him right square in the face.
But talking about the moon.
He laughed.
Yeah, it's funny. But about the moon, have you ever watched Mythbusters?
Yeah, I've watched them all the time.
Well, they was talking
the
about
the big
they did the same thing there. And at one time, they was, you know, the moon conspiracy, and they, you know, the flag, the video, the flag, the flag moving, you know,
yep.
like the wind. Well,
yep.
they found out that the moon has wind, but as when it doesn't move down. You know how the flag moves down and up?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this
yep.
one didn't, and that one proved it, because there's no gravity on the moon, which
yeah.
means that there's nothing to pull down.
Exactly.
Know?
And
so
I get it.
Standing
the conspiracy theorists is kind of, you know, they like to stick with their, you know, with
yeah.
their, what do you call it, items or, you know, things that I, it's just like in a 9/11 thing.
Yeah.
You know, we're going to stick with our stuff. And
yeah,
we can't
you know.
Sipping on the water right now. Let's open the line, 0651, I think. I think we have Jason here. Who's this? 0651.
Hello?
Yes. Come on in, the Fernando Poniente. I can't even say my last name. The Fernando Poniente Show.
Hello.
Is it Jason?
Yes, this is Jason.
All right, Jason, glad we have you on here, because we're going to talk about that stuff now. Now, Jason, Winston is on the other line with us.
Okay.
I call him Pinston, because he's written by...
I call him Puente. Something like that. You sure heard me on the radio show a while ago. It's all messed up.
So, Jason, let me get to take a moment from with you, if you can introduce yourself to the listeners, and I'll give you in about 2 minutes. Go ahead. Who are you? What do you do? What's your faith and all that? How did you become, you know, who you are, whatever?
Okay. Okay. My name is Jason. I got saved at 16, and I live in Oklahoma. I'm not born here, thank God. But
wow.
It's been amazing since I got saved, because I've been through a lot. I mean, since I have got saved, God has shown me so much to work through, because I have been raised, I've been through so much. I had to watch my mom. I mean, yes, so it's like drug-wise and all that. It's just, I'm so happy
right.
that God brought me out of that life, and now I'm in the life of following Jesus Christ. My faith is basically the Bible. I mean, yes, I might go to a non-denominational church, but, I mean, if they take something out of the Bible, I don't have to believe like them. I believe the
Amen.
Bible, and that's it.
And same here, man, same here.
That's just me.
How old are you, Jason?
I'm 24. I went to Bible college. Got my youth ministry degree.
What is it you do for, like, a living?
I do accounting.
So you count stuff?
Yep, I do accounting for 7 different stores, and I hire
wow.
and fire managers.
Good, good. Yeah, we don't need all the managers. Now, Now, are you do you work for a company? Do you have your own company?
Yeah,
or,
Texaco. I work for Texaco.
Corporation. Is that like a gas
station?
You know,
corporation.
Yeah, isn't that George Bush owns that, right? I don't know. Somehow the name George Bush came out of my head. I don't know why.
Maybe. I don't know who owns it. I just work
I
for the
company. I could be wrong. I could be wrong. But anyway, let me ask you this something real quick, Jason. I know that today is the 4th anniversary of the United States, you know, Apollo 11 landing on the moon. What do you say? Are you one of the conspiracy theorists? Do you believe they were landing on the moon?
What? Sorry, I didn't.
Do you believe that we landed on the moon? We landed on the moon! Do you believe that or no?
We landed on the moon?
No, we landed on 40 years ago.
I don't know.
Is that a new thing to you?
Yeah, because I never learned that in Bible school or anything. So
All right. This is off the subject there. Well, I just want to break up to you. I'll be the first one to break it up to you, the news to Jason, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Jason, we landed on the moon.
Yes.
4 years ago.
4 years ago?
40 years ago. Apollo 11. Let's go to Apollo 11. But now, let me ask you this, and we go back to the subject of faith. Conspiracy theorists is like those people that did not believe or refuse to believe that we landed on the moon. It's only like 6% of them. What do you believe, that we landed on the moon, or do you think it was a hoax? Do you think it was a fake?
To me, I don't think my God put me on the moon. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's a weird faith. I'm sorry. I'm not cutting your faith down, but
right.
Weird to me.
Here's my take on that. I think God gave us an ability to do that. To reach the moon, but it's God gave us God gave us what do you call it? Limitations, to not reach anything. That's why, the moon is just like right there. It's just in our backyard, just out of space there. But and to those conspiracy theorists, I believe it's because they have nothing to do. Am I right, Pinson and Winston?
Yes.
I mean, I understand what you got.
I get slipping.
That's weird. To me, I never heard of that, so I just was like, huh?
I just had a laugh at that one. But anyway,
I'm a minister and never heard of that. That's bad.
No.
I work
don't
at a church
like,
too.
Well, do you know that you heard of 9/11, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Man, I was sweating over here.
What country you from?
I'm from America.
Which one?
It's from another country called Oklahoma. Let's go back to my topic that I want to talk about here. Winston's, you ready?
Okay.
You ready, Winston?
Yeah.
All right. Right on. Hold on just a second here. Someone's trying to contact me. Yeah, man, I'm over here. Are you listening? He's over there. Typing away in a chat room, and where are you at, Winston? Are you in a chat room or no?
I'm not in a chat room. My mom's on the computer right now.
I'm on the phone
listening.
Oh, I see that. So here is the questions. There is some such thing as like what they call Christian evolutionists. What it means is they call themselves Christians, but they do not believe on the six days creation.
I know,
what do you say to that? What do you say to that, Winston?
Well, there's three. I mean, I'm good in this. Listen, there's three kind of theories here. You got the day-age theory, you got the gap theory, and don't ask me the other one. I don't forget. I'm sorry, but the gap theory states that there was thousands and thousands of years in between them 6 days.
Uh-huh.
The one-day theory states that, I can't remember.
That was my next question, but go ahead.
But the one-day theory said that when it says in the Bible that a thousand years is like one day, it says that in the Bible. You know, it's what it says. I think it's in Genesis that, and it's all, you know, and it's not literally like that. Not, you know, people say, oh, just because it says one day means that it's really literally thousands of days, and it's not like that. So you can't really believe in evolution and Christianity
right.
at the same time. You know,
exactly.
And you can't. So, and you can't. And if we go out, you know, just one day on a show, if you want to do your show, Creation versus Evolution, our show,
yeah.
through our show, we can sit here and talk about. I can go into physics with you about this. I can go into deep, deep, deep stuff. You know,
oh, please do, please do. Now, Jason, let's go back. Get Jason in here. What do you say to that? Do you believe in that 6-day creation, or do you think this one day is a thousand years and gap? Theory.
No, I don't.
Okay, so you believe strictly like one day means one day. So it says in the Bible. Okay, I believe the same thing. Although I like, you know, Christian evolutionists.
Yeah,
you know,
I
like
do
to prove us wrong and would like to like argue that like no, that's not it. You know, they can't. Bible, dinosaur did not exist, or you know, with man and stuff like that. And there were actually I was reading a blog about the. A Lutheran pastor who was just like a doctor or some kind of a MD or whatever, and he's talking about he went to the Creation Museum down over at, with Ken Ham. You guys familiar with that?
That's Florida. Is that in Florida?
No, it's like somewhere in there, some near. It's right next to your state over there somewhere, Winston. By the way.
Thank
you. Anyway, you see, you're getting me sidetracked over. See, the thing that I'm trying to say here, that actually he said that he felt offended because all the school that he did, you know, is like theologically, whatever you want to call that.
Theology.
Theology. Thank you. I can't pronounce that.
Yeah.
And all the doctorate and stuff like that he never did is he felt offended that Ken Hammond put Adam and Eve with the dinosaur, which is, you know, saying that that you know dinosaurs and human coexisted back then. So what do you say to that? That those people that especially they claim to be Christians and saying that you know this is wrong and what the Bible we can't take the Bible literally. What do you say to that? Well, let's go with you first, Winston. What do you say to those people?
People that say creation as far as Adam and Eve walked with dinosaurs.
Right, or saying that something, this is, you know, you cannot take the Bible literally.
Well, in some parts, yes. I mean, because it's hard, you know, when you read the Bible, it's hard to distinct out what can you take literally and what you cannot. But from a standpoint, mostly the whole Bible you can take literally. But like I said, there are some things in there that back then that we talk totally different than we do back then, because they, you know, back then they said thou and all that. You know, you don't walk up to somebody, how's thou doing today? You know, we don't talk like that anymore. So our our minds are totally different from those back then. So that's, you know, so if we thought like them, now maybe we could take the whole Bible literally. But we don't, you know, have a mind like them. So we have to go with it as what we have.
Okay, so what do you say to those people that are trying to prove you wrong, that saying that you should not take the Bible literally?
No, I mean, you know, I really don't know. I mean, you know, believe what you want to believe, but, I mean, standpoint that I have my opinion, and, you know, but the only thing that you have to remember is that you got to love God, you have to accept Him, and then He died for our sins, and then you got to repent, and you got to believe, and then
confess,
and then that's all you have to do, and you know, but keep your life on that saying right there, and you will, you know, and you will basically live a Christian life. You know, you don't have to get into the deep Bible stuff. I would advise you to go to church now. You don't, but...
Jason, what do you say to that? What do you say to those people that trying to tell you, trying to prove you wrong, that the Bible, you know, that, you know, you should not take the Bible literally?
It's not my judgment to judge them, but I believe the Bible is 100% right because my God has done so much for me out of what I read in the Bible, and I was praying for school to get paid. I had to come up with $60,000 in 2 years.
Woo!
Wow. And God paid it all. So I can't sit there and say I believe the Bible is totally true. And
okay.
Those people that don't believe, then they'll see.
Believe whatever they want. Yeah.
When, whatever they want. I mean, they'll see.
Exactly.
It's the God, not me.
Yeah. Let's get on in here in this conversation. So what do you say? What do you say to those people, to the people that tells you that you should not take Bible literally, even though they're, you know, Christians, and they're telling you that?
Well, first of all, let man every man be a liar and God tell the truth. And I'm just saying that. But what I tell people that say they're Christians, that they believe in evolution, I tell them that, you know, there's dinosaur fossils found with cancer. When God created everything good in the earth, was cancer good? No. And and so, and then if you choose to say that those weren't literal days, for, you know, God was so wise, he created the sun the day after he created grass and plants. And those need the sun to grow. Also, if you pick and choose about dinosaurs being real or not being real, if you say dinosaurs weren't, you know, coexist with man, then what else are you going to pick and choose from the Bible that's the truth?
Hmm.
You're going to believe that Jesus died and rose from the dead, or are you going to say that that's impossible?
Right.
And if you read the book of Job, it talks about a creature that they call Behemoth, and it describes like a dinosaur. And in the NIV Bible, if you look in some of their like interpretation, it says it's an elephant, or it says a hippopotamus. And that I know of, they don't have a tail the size of a cedar tree. And then one of them said that was a trunk. So they don't know which side is the tail and which side is the front. So, you know, that's what I, you know, I like to point those things out to people, because you got to read the Bible as the
right.
Bible and pay more attention to that than the commentaries.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly. So let's go, Winston, what about those Christian that it's like, you know, the fundamental Christian that, you know, putting themselves into, like, what's so-called a bubble? You know, that they don't want to touch what's outside and what's out there. You know, they're in their own little world. And I don't think, in my opinion, I don't think God wants us to be like that. You know,
yeah.
You know, they're into their sanctuary that they're afraid to, you know, to touch or to reach out to other people, to non-believers. What do you say to those people?
Well, you got to understand this is like a chain reaction. If you get saved, your responsibility is to go get somebody else saved. It is just look at your responsibility. You don't have to do it, but it's a responsibility that you need to do. And it's like, and if there was no people out there that didn't save nobody, we would not, you know, the Christian faith would have died off hundreds of years ago, probably in the 17th century, sometime like that.
Mm-hmm.
That would have stopped. And you got to understand, like I said before, the Bible is written back then. That was written very close to about 4,000 years ago, okay? And from a stand,
right.
we're 2009. We're adapting our minds to everything we look around and what we believe, like, you know. So, like I said before, you can't really take the Bible literally, but you have to read it as a Bible, like she said, you know.
Exactly. Jason, so, you know, what do you, like, I'm going to ask the same question here. What do you see those people that, you
okay,
know, putting themselves into the Bible? I mean, Bible, bubble.
Bubble. Okay,
bubble.
Me, I have went to theology school, seminary. They don't teach you, I don't think, how can you call yourself a Christian if you're not going to sit there and go out and witness? Because I know my God's a loving God. My God, I mean, my Jesus I serve is a loving God. And if you can, John 3:16 explains it, read, you know, I have a lot of different verses I could tell you, but about the love of God. And you guys, if you're not going to go out there and being willing to be a vessel of God and be the temple of God, then how can you call yourself a Christian?
Exactly. Now, Don, what do you think? I'm good. It's the same question. What do you say to those people that are shielding themselves from the outside and not reaching out?
I think there's a thin line between that, you know. Like, first of all, I mean, I believe that some people can go to the bar and witness, but that's, like, very rare thing. But I think it's really important for people to put their armor of God on before they, you know, leave the house and before they go to bed. And if they're having a really trying day, put it on 3 times a day. That's what I try to do. Like, and then, you know, you kind of just, like, pray. Like, if you're going into a situation and you know, you have to go into that situation, you pray your way through that, like, Lord, please protect me, Lord, you know, and He will direct you into the path. Like, even if you have to go through that path, He will zigzag you around that danger if He has to, you know. And I think that, you know, prayer is very key. So you should, you know, go out to witness, but be careful and pray about what the Lord wants you to do, and, you know, whether or not it will bring your family harm, and if it's whether or not the God that wants to put you in that harm's way, you know, because some people put their self harm's way when they become missionaries, you know, but that's not what I'm talking about. Like, if God doesn't want you to put, like, if God knows that if you're going to go to the bar and your family will have a really hard time with that, you know, that, you know, you have to pray for God to guide you. That's what I think.
It's a reggae. All right. Amen to that. Amen to that. Now, we are going to, let's take a little quick break in a minute here, in about like a minute or so. You know what? No, we'll skip the break. We're going to have 4850. I believe this is Scooter. 4850?
Yep.
Scooter, all right. I heard that you're not feeling good tonight. What's up?
I don't know. I think it was some bad coffee.
Coffee with a little alcohol or what? What's the...
No.
No? Are you trying to sound like...
I'm not sure.
Tequila? All right.
I just got a job at Cold Stone, and their ice cream place is right next to Starbucks, so...
Oh, right, contamination. Again, there you go. Talking about contamination. But, hey, let's do your sports recap, shall we?
Okay.
You ready?
Yep.
All right, here's your welcome. That's a royal welcome for you. Ladies and gentlemen, Scooter Sports Recap. It's coming your way. See? Do you like that? Oh, wait, you got to dribble first. You got to dribble. And nothing but net. Oh, there you go. Jump shot. You hear that? Nothing but net. Go ahead. Take it away, Scooter.
Okay. Today, Michael Vick got to take his bracelet off from being in house arrest for 60 days. So now he has to convince the NFL commissioner and several team owners that he's reformed and ready to play. He was released about 2 months ago after serving 23 months for a dog fighting conviction, which I'm sure many people have heard of.
Yeah, right. Well, although Jason, you know that?
Nope. I don't watch TV that much. I work all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
And go to church.
Okay, all right. I'm just picking on you. All right, go ahead, Scooter.
Tom Watson nearly did the unthinkable yesterday at the British Open after missing an 8-foot putt on the 72nd hole that would have clinched him his 6th claret jug. Watson...
Ooh.
Lost the Open in a 4-hole playoff to Stuart Sink.
Yes. Yep. Sink. Wow. Huh. Hey, where's Tiger when you need him?
Yeah. Got another update on Brett Favre.
Okay, go ahead.
He says he feels very confident that his throwing will be up to par for this season. Minnesota has scheduled 4 organized team activity sessions this week, beginning tomorrow. He hasn't made a final decision yet, but personally, I think that he'll probably go to Minnesota if he knows that he'll be able to throw the ball.
Wow, that's so. What do you think about that, Winston going to Minnesota, man?
Oh, that's fine with me. At least you know.
So, Scooter, is that it?
Well, I got baseball.
All right, go ahead.
Phillies beat the Cubs 10-1. Yankees beat the Orioles 2-1. Mets beat the Nationals 6-2. Astros beat the Cardinals 3-2. Braves beat the Giants 11-3. Rangers beat the Red Sox 6-3. White Sox beat the Rays 4-3. And the Brewers are losing to the Pirates 7-2.
Oh, come on. What inning? What is that, in the bottom six, I believe? Where are they right now?
I know.
The Brewers?
Yeah, Scooter.
In our division, pretty sure they're tied for second.
Huh. That's not bad.
Hey, Scooter.
Not bad at all.
Hey, listen to this. We had a problem here. I'm actually watching the Milwaukee and the Pirates game, and they got a brawl out right now. Oh, my goodness. We got to turn this up. They got a brawl right now. The catcher.
What?
Oh, my goodness. They bringing everybody in. Oh, my goodness. Prince Fielder's got the catcher and the batter, the Pirates. I can't think of his name right now. He kept in the back. I guess he talked trash to the pitcher. I mean, the catcher. He just lunged at him.
Are you serious? I don't have TV, man. Why do you have to do that to me? Yeah, so
you gotta turn it over. That's bad. What's going on?
What the heck is going on there? But anyway, Scooter, let's go back to the topic over here. You distracted me, Winston. the same thing when I ask you, what do you say to those people, you know, the Christian evolutionists? Do you believe the Bible, you know, 100%? Scooter, I know that you're a Christian, but... said, you know, that there's a Bible, there's Christians out there that would tell you that you don't have to believe in the Bible 100%. What do you say to that? What do you say to them?
Well, I would think that if you don't believe everything that's in the Bible, then
you're crazy.
Probably just saying you're a Christian, I suppose.
Exactly. There you go. Pretend Christians. Uh-huh. So, Jason, do you want to share some, you know, stories about, you know, your walking with God? Any story? Yep, any. Pick one.
I don't care. You pick one and I'll pick. I have so many.
Hey, did you, minister to anyone or anything, or... You know.
Oh, yeah, like 2 weeks ago, I ministered to this gay person. It was hard because I was like, okay, God, this is the first time ever to minister a gay person.
Right.
I was like, okay, your Holy Spirit come in me, have the armor of God on me, da 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 da. And I was like, okay, God, I already prayed all this over me and all this other stuff, so... I was like, you're going to have to give me strength because I didn't have my Bible, I didn't have nothing. So I was like, okay, God, blah, blah, blah. I was just talking to him, get to know the person, and I let him talk about what was going on with him. And I was just like, you know, he said his dad and his mom got divorced because he was gay, and when he was 14 or something, I don't know. And I said, okay, cool. I mean, I didn't say cool. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what to say, but because I really... Never. They didn't teach you that in theology school to
no,
talk
they don't.
To them. And I was like, okay, I mean, and then I just share the love of God with him. And I said,
you know, everyone says God hates gays. I said, God, then that means God hates us. I mean,
right.
We Christians overeat, then that means God hates us. We're sinning.
Yeah, we're
same
we're
thing
sinning.
As
we,
being
we all,
gay.
We all fall short. We all fall
so,
short.
I basically explained to him, I said, you know, and I just told him a couple Bible verses and explained them to him. And he said, then why does God hate me and all this other stuff? And I said, you know, God, if he hates you, he wouldn't have sent me to you.
Exactly.
I said,
there you go.
God loves you. He wants you. Every time you sin, he cries. I don't know. I just said something. I guess I was like, God, I need you to help me.
Right.
To have anything except Romans and John 3:16 and those
right,
things.
Exactly.
And I was like, okay, God. So I just explained like Corinthians a couple verses in verse 13. First Corinthians 13. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I explained how much God loves him and love is not rude. I mean, that just shows you if they're true Christians, if they're being rude, love is not,
yeah.
You know. And
exactly.
You can really tell who is a true Christian and who are fake. And
exactly.
I basically told him, and I said, you know, God cries every time you miss sin. God loves you so much. He died on that cross. Do you want, I mean, I just explained it so much, like, out to him. And then I explained hell to him. I said, you know,
mm-hmm.
But you want to, I mean, I said, not you. I said, hell is burning, gnashing the teeth. And I read that verse to him. And I went on about hell. And I said, I'm not trying to scare you. I'm not trying to push you. If you're not ready, don't do it. But if you're ready, do it. And so he
yeah,
got
exactly.
saved. He got
good.
Saved. He got the girlfriend now. 2 weeks.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Got a girlfriend. And
maybe,
they're doing good. I mean,
good.
So I'm just like,
good.
Praise God. You know, that's a
yeah,
answer to
exactly.
prayer.
Well done. Do you have any praise or anything like that you want to share?
Well, our we went to out of town for business. We went like to Miami, Florida, in February.
Oh, one of your kids screaming.
Oh.
I can hear him in the background.
Our,
oh my gosh!
Right before her 4-year-old birthday, same month as her 4-year-old
birthday.
Probably
killing each other over there with a knife.
No, he's laying on the floor and he's just screaming at the ceiling.
Probably chasing each other with a mouse, you know, hammer and stuff.
I wish I could be that entertained.
Yeah.
All right.
So yeah, we went there and we were at the hotel room.
Oh.
And
oh my goodness. I can't even hear you, Dawn. I think it's
okay.
NyQuil time.
But anyway, hold on. Let me go to another room.
All right.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
So she turned my head for like 2 minutes and she decided to climb the dresser for some reason. And the TV and the whole dresser came on top of her and was like older TV. It wasn't one of those new high definition TV. It was
right.
like an older TV that's heavy. And her arm got broken, and we prayed for her. And by the time the paramedics got there, her arm was completely healed, and she stopped crying.
Mm.
And she's been through like a lot. The same month, like a year before that, in the beginning of February also, she had fell and tripped. She tripped or something and hit her head on the toilet, and praise God she didn't go into a coma for that. But it was a pretty deep wound. So she's been through a lot, and, you know, God's gotten us through so many things, like financial famine, you know. It's just amazing how, you know, God does that restoration of marriage and things like that,
right.
You know. And you think back,
amen,
and you can see that God, you know, is so great and that he can get you through anything, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
So yeah. So that's,
exactly.
That's something.
Well, thanks guys, for sharing that. Well, here goes the reggae again. All right. But anyway, I'm going to go change the subject real quick, and thanks for sharing all that praising and your stories and stuff like that. The thing I want to cover here is one of the news that caught my attention here. A 9-year-old boy now weighs whopping 324 pounds. You hear about this?
Mm-hmm.
It says that at just age 9, actually, this boy Zandik Katokhov weighs a staggering 324 pounds and wears man-sized shoes. And believed, some of those dogs out there, believed to be an official world's fattest child. That would beat you, Piston. known as Jambik Dreams of winning gold of his country at the Olympics. At 5 feet 2 inches tall, the boy towers over a wider gun, all his friends, his family, furniture.
Oh,
his refrigerator. He's wider than his refrigerator, cars. And it has been reinforced to support his massive frame. So that's what he used to say. How did an individual get this, you know, so obese? I mean, this is way more than obesity, isn't it? Winston, let me go to you real quick. What do you say to this?
Well, obesity starts when you eat more than you burn, of course. And this
right.
is clearly the fact here. And that's not, you know, that's not nothing you want to tell your grandchildren. You know, I was the fattest child in the world. So, you know, you got to be proud of that. So,
you know, I don't know what you look like. You know, you look your physique or nothing like that. I was just saying that AB. Just a joke. I was just joking. But anyway, Jason, what do you say to this? I mean, let's say you have a kid that.
But you gotta know the diet first. What the kid's doing.
Who's to blame though? I mean, that's what I was saying.
You have to know. It's the parents' fault that you let him get that fat.
Okay, so a little bit of parents and a little bit of the society and also in the individual. You know, I mean, parents, I think, you know, I mean, you can clearly see that maybe the boy is actually, you know, he has, more power than the parents, you know, like
yeah.
You know, give me food, you know, stuff like that. I want some beefcake. Stuff like, you know. But anyway, Don, what do you think? What do you say to this? I mean, I know you have 12 kids. Let's say one of your kids, like, and I started developing this obesity thing. When do you stop? I mean,
I think it has to do with the parents.
Are they fighting over a cheeseburger? What's going on?
No, the dog got the ball, and then the same ball.
All right, real quick, what's your comment on that?
So, first of all, it takes...
Get your dog out of there, too. You got a lot of things going on. You got parents going on. You got kids running around.
I think that it takes a step with parents, because parents have to be willing not to have any sugar in the house, probably. You know, no pop. Because, I mean, like, sometimes kids will sneak downstairs or something like that, sneak to the pantry and eat sugar out of the bag or... drink syrup out of the bottle, you know, and then,
right.
And then what if the parent, like, you know, if he's old enough to be by himself, what if when they go away and then they come back, I mean, they didn't know anything, you know, and their son's getting fatter.
Okay.
I mean, they have
cool.
to make wise and healthy choices, and they could also try something over there. How old is the kid?
Exactly. Nine-year-old.
Okay.
Nine-year-old.
They could try to, like, you know, check into some kind of, like, not a diet thing, but into low glycemic index, and we have that at shoppingsuperhighway.com underneath the transitions. They can try that. Like, we'll give
you'll
an index.
It for the kids.
And, like,
okay.
And it will give, like, what kind of food is good to eat, mm-hmm. an exercise journal. They can, like, order
yep.
that. And it's based upon, like, they can talk to their doctor to see if their son can, or not he can take those products that we offer, like the shakes and things like that. It's up to between the parent and the doctor. But the exercise journal, you know, should be fine.
Right. Good. What do you say to that? I mean, I know that you're, you know, thin as a stick, but let's say you start gaining weight. I mean, when do you stop? Al?
You know,
I don't know. Maybe.
You've seen them. Yeah, see, let's say you have a friend and start gaining weight and then you're like, Bob, you gotta do something about your weight. Shut up, Scudder. I mean, what do you say to your friend? I'm not gonna hang out with you because you're fat. What do you say to your friend, Scudder, real quick?
I don't know. I guess if he wanted to lose
fat,
weight.
Him, huh?
Yeah, but
you don't care what your friends do. That's what I get.
I guess go exercise.
All right, grab the Twinkies and run. All right, let's we gotta squeeze in. We gotta squeeze this topic over here real quick. We're running out of time. Actually, there's a lawsuit out there. Actually, it's because there's a dentist dropped tools down the throat of an elderly man. And get this, twice. This has happened in Winter Park, Florida. A Florida dentist is being sued for allegedly dropping tools down the throat of an elderly patient. And that's twice, you know. Relatives of 90-year-old Charles Gall Jr. recently filed a suit in circuit court accusing Dr. Wesley Myers of negligence. So if you're from Florida, ladies and gentlemen, don't, you know, look him up. Or look in your belly to see if there's anything in there. An answering message in Myers' office in Winter Park said Saturday that he was on vacation. Yeah, of course. He did not reply to a message from Associated Press seeking comment. See, the lawsuit says the doctor dropped an implant screwdriver tool in 2006 and a mini wrench in 2007.
Dang.
Another. The suit also says Giles underwent several medical procedures to remove the tools but never fully recovered. He died in 2007. That is awful. Myers was fined $17,000 by the state a year later, and the dentist was found negligent in the state settlement. So I don't know if he still had the license, or he still had the permit to do that. But yeah, you're gonna be in my blacklist, doctor. Let's go with you real quick, Winston. I mean, you know, if you went to a doctor or someone, you know, the doctor or the dentist dropped a tool in your throat and then you didn't find it or whatever, you know, would you go back? I mean, this happened like second time.
No, he sued.
Exactly. Yeah. Let me go back second time. Maybe he'll drop his wedding ring, you know. Don, what are you thinking about the audio dentist? I don't know, but who's your dentist? I think it's from, I don't know. But anyway, would you go back second time?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay, let's go. Jason, would you go back?
No.
No. Scooter, would you go back to the same dentist?
No.
Okay. Why? That's kind of a rhetorical question. All right, so we all back. I'm not going back. If a doctor or a patient or a dentist drops something in me, I will not go back. I mean, that would be like the sign. It says, you know, you're done. You're not going back. But anyway, I'm running out of time. I got 30 seconds here. Hey, Jason, thanks for stopping by. You can stop by anytime. I have a show going on Wednesday starting at 9 o'clock, so you can stop by anytime, okay? You're welcome to stop by at any time. Winston Pitts. You can go to blogtalkradio.com, Winston Pitts. Winston's _ Pitts?
Yeah.
All right. You can find him on Twitter also and also on Facebook. Dawn, lovely as always. You can find her on shoppingsuperhighway.com, which is, you know, she's paying this. Shoppingsuperhighway.com. This is the ultimate shopping portal, and also a Scooter Sports Recap. Guys, doing a sports recap right in the corner, down in his basement. In the Fernando Poniente Show. Catch us on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, sometimes 9, sometimes 10 o'clock. I don't know, whatever, you know, I feel like it doing it. But next time. 9 o'clock. Thanks for stopping by, Winston. Thanks, Matt, for hanging out in the chat room. I think you're all by yourself there. But thank you, my friendly. Oh, he's done. He exited out. I'm out. I'm going to go eat pancake with tools on him. See you later.